The Adam Sandler movie You Don't Mess With the Zohan opens today in theaters nationwide. If you've missed all the hype, here is the short version. The movie is a comedy about a fearsome Israeli commando named Zohan who gets tired of chasing down terrorists. So he fakes his own death and moves to America to fulfill his dream of becoming a hairdresser. The film then ventures into the equally tricky territory of relations between Jews and Arabs here in the United States. Saeed Bedreya plays a somewhat hapless Arab character in Zohan. Bedreya is used to such roles. Right now, he's also playing an arms dealer in the summer blockbuster Iron Man. As an Arab-American actor in Hollywood, he's often asked to play the bad guy and other stereotypical roles, but he's not too upset about it.
To be honest with you, I'm having fun. I mean, if you see my work in Iron Man, I play, a guy who likes weapons. He's a weapon dealer. So, listen, I'm an actor. I'm doing what Hollywood given me, and I'm not a victim. I grew up in a ghetto of Egypt, and I have a dream someday to tell the Arab-American story. We are American as apple pie, and people doesn't know us until it's a problem. But I want to show them who we are. We are an immigrant story. It happened to came from the Arab country, not from Italy or Ireland, but we are American.
As far as working with Adam Sandler, I mean, you did have a choice to work with him or not work with him. Initially, I understand that you did not want to do this movie, You Don't Mess With the Zohan. What changed your mind?
Adam Sandler, I hadn't met the man. I'm in love with this guy. He's one of the greatest people I met in my life. Big heart, and he committed to his own belief. He committed to the state of Israel. He committed to the Jewish agenda, and he doesn't mind for someone else to commit it to the Arab-American agenda. And what I love about Adam, his style of bringing people together. And I had the best time in my life. And we used to be sitting together in one table every night between shots while we acting. And we used to discuss everything.
This is on the set of the Zohan.
Yeah. And what great about it, we talked about everything. It wasn't nicey-nicey, but it was honest.
That's the movie I would love to see. You know, all of you guys sitting around the table. I mean, I loved the Zohan. I mean, it's great, great slapstick humor. But I would love to see a documentary about all of you guys sitting around talking about the Arab-Israeli conflict.
I think they have that behind the scenes. You can see that. You can see the atmosphere of being Arab-American in the beginning. I mean, to be honest with you, I'm getting a lot of heat from the Egyptian community because in Egypt, if you're an actor in the Egyptian cinema, it's forbidden for you to be in a scene with an Israeli. Not a Jewish, but Israeli.
Why does that rule exist?
Can you say stupid in BR? It's a stupid way for, I think we, as General Dayan said, you don't make peace with your friend. You make peace with your enemy. You have to have a peace with yourself, and you have to confront your prejudice. And this is what happened to me on the set of Zohan, where I confront my prejudice, and I said it was an Israeli actor, and we had a conversation, and it was great.
So, and now that you've seen the movie from beginning to end, I mean, it deals with some interesting issues, but it also is aimed at, you know, that 13-year-old to 18-year-old boy demographic. I mean, Adam Sandler is explaining the Arab-Israeli conflict to two dogs as it's like you bite him and he bites you, and pretty soon you're rolling around in your own, you know, doggy stuff. What do you think this movie actually accomplishes in telling the various sides of the conflict?
We are not giving the younger generation the things you should deserve. You see kids, they come to my house, black and white and Asian and all this stuff, and they don't see each other as minority. They see each other as kids. And this democratic election, I'm sorry to go from cinema to politics, but I'm so inspired by what happened in this country. You know, for the past 8 years, America was looking so bad. after the war in Iraq, people hated America. I go to Egypt and people don't know America. And spoke about America, I don't know. And I am here, listen to Fox and about the Arab world, I don't know. And I'm trying to bridge. I'm trying to have a bridge between the two of them. If my little success in Hollywood present the hope for the kid in the ghetto in Bombay, the kid in the ghetto in Cairo and Bor Said, to have a dream and to see that, for Said Bedreya to come to Hollywood and to see part of his dream, it gives them the hope that they have the right to dream. Life is good.
Said Bedreya co-stars in You Don't Mess With the Zohan. It's out in theaters today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.